Thank you. So we turn now to the dinim of Erev Tisha B'Av. We are skipping some, but as time progresses, we are going to become more timely. And we have three evenings left before we hit Tisha B'Av, so we'll turn to Erev Tisha B'Av. And there are some rules that are specific to the day before, not just for the 3 weeks and then the 9 days, but the day before increases the limitations, only a couple of which. But the first is lo yitayel be'erev Tisha B'Av. One should not go for a walk or a stroll. And probably stroll is the best translation because of the implication. One shouldn't go for a stroll on Erev Tisha B'Av. And the question, of course, is why? What's wrong with a stroll? And Zev just indicated quite musically as to why a stroll might be problematic is that it's kind of leisurely. Say again? Right, it's pleasurable, it's kind of happy. Who doesn't enjoy a good walk? And the truth is, I don't know how many of you were outside air conditioning today, but maybe not a lot would enjoy it out there at the moment. But it's considered to be leisurely, perhaps happy. There's another reading that perhaps going for a stroll is a distraction. Kind of takes your mind off things. It's not necessarily that you're having an immense joy, but you're looking at the flowers and the trees and the ocean and feeling the breeze, and you kind of just exploring, and you get distracted from what should be weighing on our mind. But I think there is another way to read this, again, in line with what we've been saying up till now, which is going for a stroll is one of the most evident expressions of control over time and space. Of course, people who are incarcerated don't really go for strolls. They sometimes get outdoor time to walk around for exercise, but you can't just walk aimlessly without purpose. But to walk aimlessly without purpose is to demonstrate this earth upon which I walk, this land where I'm walking, it's free for me to walk, and I'm strolling. I mean, I'm not just walking, I don't have a destination in mind. Time is mine. I'm going to walk, I'm going to stroll, I'll see where I end up. So it's not necessarily pleasure or distraction, but again, that demonstration, I'm not in a fragile state of mind. And particularly, not having wine or meat or new clothes or laundered clothes, or building in new ways, or doing extensions, we're in a place where we shouldn't be strolling, and it's becoming increasingly heightened sense of fragility. I can't even stroll around at this point. I feel like I'm stuck in my chair. And what we'll see tomorrow, the second restriction that comes on Erev Tisha B'Av later in the day, is almost the highest expression of fragility one can find, which goes against almost everything you hear from Hollywood movies. But we'll do that tomorrow night. Not everything, of course, but something. Yagil Torah V'Yadir.